1.6, the seven factors of enlightenment, Satta Bhujanga. These are the mind state that can lead to enlightenment. That's why it's called enlightenment factors. And these seven factors are the main one. There is also the 37 factors of enlightenment. That one is slightly different. They are also called factors of enlightenment. But the main one for the cultivator and the meditator is this seven, Satta Bhujanga. These are the main one. The rest are not the real main one. Sati or mindfulness is the first of the seven factors of enlightenment, followed by investigation of Dhamma or Dhamma Vichaya, which is the second factors of enlightenment. Without sati, one cannot be heedful or ever mindful. Hence, one cannot investigate the Dhamma. So this is very clear. You need to train your mind to be mindful, then ever mindful, then use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, to become heedful. Then the moment you are heedful, you can investigate the Dhamma. Otherwise, you cannot. That is the reason why sati or heedfulness is very important. For sati is life, because the heedless are as if dead. So without sati, you cannot develop heedfulness. With sati, one can investigate the Dhamma, and it is the truth. And if it is the truth, then this Dhamma will stand up to investigation, thereby giving us the strong faith in the Buddha and his teaching. So with faith will come virya, which is the spiritual zeal. And virya is the third enlightenment factor. This virya will arise, thereby enabling one to cultivate the Dhamma according to the Buddha's advice. Sati will then stabilize, and piti, or the spiritual joy, which is the fourth enlightenment factor, will arise naturally. Because the moment you are in sati without thought, you become peaceful, calm. And that is what piti is all about. Piti is the spiritual calmness, spiritual joy. So when you are in the state of mindfulness without thought, you will experience piti. The calmness of mind. Now, once piti is stabilized and become more refined, it will accumulate into paucity or tranquility of mind, which is the fifth enlightenment factor. So this paucity is very important. Paucity is the tranquility of mind or stillness of mind. So when you stabilize piti, initially it will transform into sukhang, very peaceful state. But don't attach, please. If you attach to it, you get stuck there. And every time you meditate, you look for piti and sukhang, you will get trapped. So sukhang, although it's a very blissful mind state, don't cling, don't attach. Just relax, silent, and maintain awareness. Then let it settle down and become more and more quiet, until that sukhang also like fade away, disappear. Then the mind becomes very quiet, very still, like no thought, no more mind state, no more movement, even sankhara also no more. Well, this sukha and piti are mind state called sankhara. So you relax, silent everything until it becomes very quiet and very still, until there is no thought, no mind state, no aggregate of mind, nothing. And that is your true mind. That is your silent mind, your meditative mind. And this is the mind that has entered sati. So once you realize this enlightenment factor of paucity, the fifth enlightenment factor, then you are very near to enlightenment. Yeah, this one will let you understand what the true mind is. Then the real meditation starts. That's why when mind enters sati, then only you can stabilize your silent mind. And use the silent mind to meditate, to just develop the stability of silence, to be aware of what is going on. Today I sent out the Krishnamurti code again, I think, in the highlighted form. So that one, if you go through, if you can understand, it will help you a lot. So I believe most of you have seen the code. Anyway, I will read to you. That quote. This J. Krishnamurti quote is about how to develop the observation of what is So Jay Krishnamurti said to observe what is within oneself. One must have a sense of no resistance. You must not resist anything or fear of distraction. Just observe. But watch exactly what is. What is the reality without any movement of thought. That's why don't try to know. Don't think. Just silent the way. Stabilize it. If you can do that, then it's beautiful. That's why Krishnamurti put that. That is quite an art. Not so easy. Because most people don't have the patience. They keep on using the thought they want to know. If you can watch exactly what is taking place within one without a movement, means no movement of thought, no sankhara activity, or there is no movement of aggregates of mind, then you will find the content of consciousness which will give rise to great wisdom. Well, this content of consciousness is after the mundane mind input the content of consciousness. You can only see it if you are completely silent. Because the content that is inside can develop the ability to manifest itself so that your awareness, your silent mind which is just aware, can see clearly, can understand what the content is. So your content of consciousness, if it's without wisdom, if it's a wrong view, then how it stirs the mind, how it arises, the evil roots, how the mental hindrance arise, you see them all. That's how you come to understand who are you, what are you, how you become like that. Yeah. So when you lack wisdom, this is what happens. But when you have wisdom, then this thing will not happen. So this is the very beautiful quote. So hope you can go through it and develop the understanding. Now I'll go back to the seven factors of enlightenment. So after the paucity or tranquility of mind, which is the fifth factor of enlightenment, you have to continue to stabilize it. With paucity becoming more and more stable, the mind will accumulate into samadhi, a stable, collected, and unwavering mind. Here, collected and unwavering means this mind does not stir. It is collected and unwavering. Means at the moment of sense experience, you have developed this samadhi in the form of meditation, make it very stable. Then when you come out of it, mind has entered sati, then you can stabilize this so-called paucity until it becomes samadhi. Then you are in the state of samadhi in the midst of life during the daily mindfulness. And at the moment of sense experience, your mind is collected. It will not stir. It will not waver. So there will be no like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Then the input of content or consciousness will not go in. Then you can see things as they are without words. The direct seeing. That's why you can understand very fast, very clearly. And your insight into phenomena, that mind, which is in the state of sati, leading to paucity and samadhi, can awaken, can see things as they are, can insight into phenomena, and can understand what is going on. Like Krishnamurti's quote, it can see the content of consciousness, that it can understand why you behave like that, how you are conditioned into such mind state, why your mind stir earlier on. That is see clearly. When samadhi is there, it cannot stir. Means you see things as they are, without words. Then you realize, before you input the content of consciousness, there was nothing. That's why when you see things as they are, you don't see anything. That's why the Surangama Sutta, the famous sentence of a verse, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. That's why when you see things as they are without words and concept, you see things as they are without words. without consent means there is wisdom. Whereas the moment you perceive it, it becomes consciousness, the mundane mind. So seeing has three levels, like the Mahayana teaching. First level is mundane seeing. Kan san si san. Because when you see a mountain, it is mundane seeing. Everybody say this is mountain, conditioning, memory. That's how you also say, kan san si san. But the moment you develop the direct seeing, there is no word, no concept, nothing. At that time, the second level of seeing is kan san bu si san, where there is nothing then. Then when you go back to normal with the wisdom, you can accord and flow, then there is suchness seeing. Then if the person with the enlightenment come, he say, no mountain, yeah, no mountain. Then the other guy that come, mundane one, he say, there is a mountain, ah yes, mountain. That's like kan san, yu si san, at the third stage, suchness seeing, means you see things as they are, following condition, accord and flow, no argument, nothing. That's why you are always at peace. So this is how the samadhi can lead you to enlightenment, awakening. Then when you see things as they are, without the interference of your brain, your memory, your views, opinion, and conditioning, then you can see things as they are. You don't see that thing through your conditioned mind, conditioned perception, your views and opinion. That's why you cannot stir your mind. You cannot develop all the delusion, the evil roots, the like and dislike, the duality. So this is how you train your mind. This is how the six enlightenment factor of samadhi can help you. And once you insight in the phenomena to the direct seeing, awakening and understanding, the content of consciousness to straighten your view, then you become enlightened. And when you have the enlightenment, the last one, equanimity, upekkha, will arise. So these six factors of enlightenment, samadhi, will enable you to develop wisdom. So with sati and samadhi in place, wisdom or panya will keep on arising. And this will give rise to the seventh enlightenment factor, which is upekkha or equanimity of mind. Without wisdom, this equanimity is not the real one. The real seven factors of enlightenment, the last one, it is born of a free mind in a state of equanimity, not a conditioned state, not the fourth jhana type of equanimity. That one also equanimity, where it's held on by energy field, a conditioned state of mind, in absorption or one-pointedness of mind. Then note, samadhi is a stable, collector, unwavering mind that does not waver at the moment of sense experience while in the midst of life. This is to explain further.